I want to start with a prediction, and then I want to make a promise. First, I'm going to describe something significant that will happen in your life if you take some simple steps in a specific direction. Then, I'm going to pledge to give to you what you need to make sure that happens. Here's the prediction. If you listen to this book carefully and begin to practice the game plan I will teach you, even if you ease in slowly at a pace that's comfortable for you, you're going to begin to see remarkable changes in your ability to effectively maneuver in a relaxed and confident way in your conversations with others about Christ, even when they disagree strongly with you. Now, I feel confident in this somewhat bold conjecture only because of the countless number of people who have told me that is exactly what happened when they began to put the principles in this book into play. In the decade that's passed since Tactics first came out, I have heard the same response over and over again. I've heard it wherever I go, from all sorts of people, from high schoolers to seasoned followers of Christ, from shy Christians to bold believers who have applied the practical concepts they discovered in Tactics. Here's what they've told me. This book changed my life. Now, those words both flatter me and humble me, but they don't surprise me. The common sense concepts found in Tactics changed my life too, and I think they'll change yours. That's my prediction. And now the promise. I'm going to give you a game plan that will allow you to converse with confidence in any situation, no matter how little you know, or how knowledgeable or aggressive or even obnoxious the other person might be. I've been keeping that promise for more than a decade now with tens of thousands of people who have used this material. I know I've kept the promise because they tell me all the time. Success for you, though, will require making an adjustment in your thinking. I'd like you to consider the significance of an obvious truism. Before there can be any harvest, there always has to be a season of gardening. Now, this is clearly the case with agriculture, of course, but it's also true with evangelism. Jesus himself talked about seasons of sowing that precede seasons of reaping. That's in John chapter 4. Before someone ever comes to Christ, there is always a period of time, a season, if you will, when they're thinking about the gospel, mulling it over, wondering whether it might be true. They may be putting out little probes by asking questions. They might even be fighting back a bit, but still, they're wondering, maybe praying secretly, God, are you real? That's what I did as a college student at UCLA. When this happens in someone's life, it's an opportunity for you and me to do some spade work, what Francis Schaeffer called pre-evangelism. As I look back on decades of serving the Lord through writing, speaking, doing radio, making TV appearances, I realized that my work consisted principally of gardening, not harvesting. When I realized that good gardening is the key to a good harvest, my approach began to shift. If I could be a better gardener, I thought, and also teach others to garden better, then eventually the harvest will be better too. Pretty simple. To do that, though, I needed something I didn't have, something that was missing from the...